This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the Census Bureau today, we got sort of a profile of the American labor force in which we learned the number one job for women in this country is secretary, and the number one job for men is truck driver, which seemed to us kind of retro, doesn't it? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
In the 1970s, women were dancing to disco, teetering around in platform sandals. Thankfully, all that's changed. But one thing hasn't. More women work in the secretarial field than any other.
And that has been the case since we first started collecting these data in the 1970s.
That's Liana Kristen Landivar. She's a sociologist with the Census Bureau. She says today more than 3 million women work as secretaries or administrative assistants. So has anything changed since the 50s?
Oh, come on. It's not Ozzie and Harriet.
Daniel Hammermesh is a labor economist at the University of Texas.
These things are much less pronounced than they were when I watched Ozzie and Harriet in the 50s.
Hammermesh says more women are getting college degrees. He started teaching in the 70s, and his classes were two-thirds male. Now they're almost 50-50. Those degrees are landing women better jobs. In the 70s, 9% of all female workers were secretaries. That's been cut in half today. The Census Bureau report says there are now more female veterinarians, doctors, and dentists. Philip Cohen is a sociologist at the University of Maryland. He says women made great strides in the 70s and 80s, but things have stagnated since.
And I think one of the reasons why we haven't seen more progress is because women have sort of hit a wall where there's not enough flexibility at home and work.
Cohen says employers could help by being more open to flex time, and the government could step in with more public preschool programs. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.